welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with some of the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School students who have been nominated to perform at the Large Group Speech All-State Festival on February 16th. Anna Lauritsen, Sarah Pauly, Melina Rummelhart, Claire Sheely, Samantha Sloss, and ACGC speech coach Kelsey Moran. Tell me what the title of your piece is, what it's about.
The name is Robbers, Rubies, and the Plan That Went Right, and it's about a robbery, and two people are trying to steal something from another lady, and then they bring in some help to try to discover what happened with the case.
And then for the one-act play, what is its title and the synopsis?
So the one-act is called Surviving Lunch, and it's simply about bullying. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that, but that's the general idea.
Okay, so it's maybe a more serious type of piece.
Yes, definitely.
Who else is in the group besides yourself?
Riley Sloss, Audrey Stowe, Kale Grasty, Paige Olds, Tommy Bates, and Caden Shook does lights for us.
You group mime folks. What do you enjoy about doing the group mime category?
Mostly, like, we can't talk, so it's kind of funny just to see, like, how we can communicate with each other and, like, use each other's actions for ourselves.
And how long is the piece?
It's 7 minutes long. We get 7 minutes to perform it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And for the one act, how long is your piece, and what do you enjoy about doing one act?
So one act, we get about 35 minutes. I think we have it down to about 30 currently. But I think it's really interesting to inhabit the character and being able to work with everyone else that's in your group with you in order to create the story.
And so how did it feel being nominated for the All-State Festival?
Exciting. Yeah. Really overwhelming too.
Pretty much like we found out and we like the whole entire hallway heard us like scream and like we cried, screamed and everything. Yeah, it was just so exciting and unreal.
What would you say you're looking forward to from the festival next weekend?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the other groups that we get to compete with and the other top 20 groups that get to perform and see what their stories are like. Yeah.
What has been your favorite memory from doing the large group speech with your other ACGC students who are involved?
There's a lot of memories. You can't pick one. There's so many great things. I like going back to our first idea for our mime. It was completely different than what we had expected to do, but I'm glad we settled on this one, and it was just so fun working with everybody.
Where did you guys find your pieces, or how did you come up with those?
So for mime, we actually came up with the story ourselves, and then we kind of put it together as we went along. So we spent a majority of our practices coming up with the story itself, and then before we actually got it all put together. So it was a long process, but it came together really well.
And for one act?
For one act, it was just something that our coach Kelsey had found online.
Okay. Yeah. And I kind of want to actually toss it over, if you want to just roll on over, Kelsey. For this year's speech kids, how would you say it's been so far with the large group entries that the students have been in?
I think the bar has been set at ACGC High School. We were 52 members strong this season, and we have the crossover from the athletes, the kids that do band and choir, the kids that are in every other student organization, the quiet ones that you know there's something in there, and you see them walking down the hallway and you grab them and say, hey, you're going to do large group speech, and you drag them into your room, and the next thing you know, they're going to All-State, right? I think kind of this whole season has just been this deal where things happened quickly for us. Rehearsal progressed so well right off the bat because everyone was all in from the beginning, and you just knew walking through those contest doors at districts that we were going to come out doing really well. I always tell the kids it's not about the ratings, it's about the growth and the friendships and the stories that each group has to tell. And I think they really embodied that this year, especially with some of the stories that the groups did tell. We had everything from funny and frivolous to very serious and very real. And each kid just really owned that, and it was really neat to see that process this year.
And you mentioned the process being fast, and I'm sure it felt that way when the district contest was postponed a week and then having the state contest a week after that. How did the weather and all the school cancellations and everything else, how do you think that impacted the speech students?
So the really cool thing is I teach my kids that we're going to front load everything as much as we can before Christmas break, because you never know what the weather's going to do. And, you know, it's prime time flu season, so we've got sick kids, we've got kids missing for, you know, whatever it is, school events or family issues or family things. And just knowing that time is very precious and valuable, we worked really hard before we left for Christmas break. And so we really didn't feel the time crunch, and we really didn't feel the stress of all the issues with the weather, with contest. It's almost like we were mad because we were ready. We were ready so early on that pushing it back was almost more agonizing than anything.
I don't know this right off the bat, but did any ACGC entries make it to Allstate last year?
Yeah, actually our group MIME went last year, and they were performers as well. And so having them go again this year, and Sarah Pauly is a two-timer. She was in last year's group, and she's in this year's group as well. Our MIME kids are one of 20 groups that are the best in the state. And our one act, we are one of eight performing, and I got a letter today from IHSSA that said 190 entries, one act entries, entered district contests, and we are one of the eight that they picked. And if that doesn't give you goosebumps, then I just don't even know what to tell you.
Kind of bring it back to the Allstate Festival. How will it feel performing these pieces for the last time in Ames?
Kind of sad, honestly, but at the same time, an honor, because I've never experienced it before, but just like hearing about it is just insane that we made it. But I will be sad once it'll be the last time that we perform it.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with some of the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School students who have been nominated to perform at the Large Group Speech All-State Festival on February 16th, as well as ACGC speech coach Kelsey Moran. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.